Sorry.
Back and forth.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to call the meeting to order at 6:02 p.m. This is the April 20th, 2026 meeting of the Board of Trustees for the Claremont County Public Library. May I have a roll call, please?
Ms. Dodds?
I am here.
Mr. Ramos?
Here.
Ms. Wade? Ms. Kosika?
Here.
Mr. Humphrey?
Here.
Ms. Vaught?
Here.
Ms. Schluter?
Here.
Thank you. All right, could we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, I am looking for a motion to approve the March 16th, 2026 minutes as mail. Do I have a motion?
So moved. Is there no corrections?
Seriously? Mr. Humphrey makes the motion. May I have a second?
Second.
All right, Mr. Ramos seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion passes. Thank you. Do we have any public participation tonight? We have no public participation tonight, so we're going to move on to the fiscal officer's report.
Going quick.
Yep.
All right. We have the March financial report with the bank reconciliation, followed by the check register. The month-to-date, year-to-date bank and fund reports, end-of-month balancing report, our PLF, our resolution 2026-12, then we have resolution 2026-13, and our check descriptions. Then we also have the revenue and expense year-to-date funding report. And Debbie will give us the fiscal office report.
So both Melanie and I attended the Bethel Roof reconstruction meeting out at Bethel on March 30th. And then we both went to the OLC CPIM Public Library Fiscal Officers Conference, and we each earned 10.25 CPIM credits. We have performed 4 cash audits this month at the branches. We are helping onboard the new HR manager, and we are also training the new admin floater for the fiscal tasks. And then we've both gone to the managers and support department meetings, and of course the documentation is ongoing.
And it is getting large.
It is.
We really have our documentation fleshed out. So I'm very proud of that. It has taken a long time, but it is, with screenshots and examples, we are working on that.
Yahoo.
Yes.
So who is Innovative Interfaces?
That is our the vendor that we use for our catalog. Our library catalog for a lot of our, help me out with what the rest it does.
It's called circulation.
Circulation
and cataloging.
How is that?
It's called the Integrated Library System. It integrates basically all of the catalog, circulation, the website, everything is all integrated together.
And it has some other things with it, the Rapido for
Search Ohio,
things like that. The library lockers, it helps run the library lockers. It's the brain.
Okay. How often is that expense incurred?
It is a yearly expense.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Thank you. Not a question, but a comment. I received the questions for the audit from the audit firm. What was that, last week?
I got them the week before.
Week before, yeah. So we had told them, don't audit us in Q1. don't audit us in Q4 because those are both really super busy quarters. So I'm thinking they took that to heart, and as soon as Q2 clicked over, so we should be getting that soon.
So, yeah, we're on track there.
Okay. I think after the double audit, it's going to be easy peasy. All right. Any other questions about fiscal? All right. I am looking for a motion to approve the March 2026 financial reports. Do I have a motion? Ms. Schluter makes the motion. Mr. Humphrey seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Next item is a motion to approve the March 2026 bills paid. Do I have a motion? Ms. Bott makes the motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Ramos seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Motion passes. And finally, I need a motion to approve the March 2026 bills paid just to Anthem. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Ms. Kasika makes the motion. Mr. Humphrey seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Motion passes. Let the record show that I abstain. Next on the agenda is our director's report.
Do we have? We don't have. Okay. All right. So most of the documents that are in my, referred to in my report are in your packet. We, Andrea and I, went to Legislative Day in Columbus and took the representatives and senator copies of our testimonial. Doc put that together for us to give some statistics and quotes from our community of users. So that's in your packet. Andrea also had a brilliant idea of putting together an invitation document for kind of a curated list of programs to invite our legislators to, and a lot of these are part of the America 250, and so that's also in your packet. So thank you, Andrea. There's also a white paper on public libraries and property taxes. We had a OLC had a meeting Thursday for directors and fiscal officers. Unfortunately, we were in a manager's meeting, so we haven't had time to watch that. But it sounds like there's some concern that the group that is working to eliminate property taxes in Ohio will get their measure on the ballot. So the coalition of organizations that includes local governments, nonprofits, emergency services, et cetera, are starting to put out some informational pieces, and I'll share more of that next month. I would like to, yes, Mr. Humphrey.
The informational piece that you provided to us, could
yes.
that be on our website?
Yes, I think we should work with Dot about informing, and I think we'll learn more from OLC what...
That OLC document was really quite good, I thought.
Yeah.
I thought so.
Detailed.
Also.
Okay, very good. So we'll work with Dot on that. Before I go on, I'm sorry I don't read my notes to myself. I would like to introduce you to two people. We have our new assistant director, Casey Ritchie. Casey, yay! Casey as a floater years and years ago, and Casey has been with us as an adult programmer and also as branch manager at Felicity in Union Township, and she recently came over to Information Services as a supervisor too, and now is assuming the role of assistant director. She is amazing and will do a great job. Also with us is Kim Ellis. Kim is our new HR manager. And she comes with a myriad of experience, and we're excited about what she brings to the table. And I provided a little bit of the CV on the director's report. Any questions? We don't have any mics to pass around to anybody, so.
No questions allowed.
Moving on. What's that?
No questions allowed.
We still have that vacancy in HR, but Kim's working on getting that filled. So hopefully next month we will have made some traction on that. We have an update on the Bethel roof project. Debbie mentioned that there was a pre-construction meeting, and those meeting notes are provided in your packet along with the timeline. I believe there was a staging began today. Is that correct?
Mobilization began today from the contractors, yes.
And Ed reports that he's very satisfied with the contractor so far, so that's good news. We're happy with that. I'll turn it over to you. Sorry, I stole your thunder on the Bethel roof, but...
All right, so yes, the Bethel roof is underway. Also, Search Ohio is going to now be transitioned to the State Library of Ohio, and that's because they have the, they already manage the delivery system of all the materials through Ohio, so we hope it's minimal disruption. As part of the strategic plan, Lynn is going to queue up a video we have for a new database called Get Set Up. And it's designed to reach older adults, so to meet new people, to stay active. I logged on and started a photography class, and then also did some chair yoga. So it has whatever your interests are, it suits those. So you can, for that lifelong learning and access to older adults who may not make it into the library. But it's not just for older adults, it's for anyone, but you'll see the like marketing is geared toward an older age group. So that, as part of the strategic plan, the accessibility, strategy, learning, belonging, kind of ticks off those points of it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go take my seat.
Yeah. While that's being queued up, we also, managers and supervisors, participated in the Agenda for the Future. Mr. Ramos was also at that workshop at Patterson Park, the Agenda for the Future workshop, which was really interesting and enlightening about a lot of us came together on transportation accessibility throughout the county being a need that, to focus on. And then also America 250 for April, the programs have centered on Ohio moves. So we just had one of the Visit a Truck programs this past weekend at Union Township. We're going to do a couple more of those related to other themes. And we also had the heritage programs from the Cincinnati Museum Center, so about the subway, about the river, so a variety of programs. All right, Lynn, we're ready. This is just like a quick, maybe 2-minute video.
It's not any good without the sound.
Let's see.
We're having our technical difficulties today. I assume that's turned up over there. I don't want it to be too loud.
Yeah, you're going to blast us.
I wish I could remember what it was saying. I'd narrate it for us. But
also have this interactive community-led classes designed to promote social connections. Once a user finds a class of interest, all they need to do is select a book. Gill presents Get Set Up, an online learning platform designed specifically for older adults to support active aging through learning, social connection, and wellness. This resource provides your users with access to live, interactive classes taught by their peers focused on topics like tech literacy, health and wellness, hobbies, finance, travel, and life skills. The intuitive homepage allows your users to navigate classes based on what's trending, what's currently live, and top categories. The Classes tab houses the class calendar, which can be filtered by date, time, category, or guide, My Schedule, which organizes the classes your users register for, as well as pre-recorded videos. For users looking for textual content, the Articles tab includes short, generally under a 10-minute read, articles. The Series tab further organizes available classes for your users based on things like monthly observances. Your users can learn about all the Get Set Up guides in the Guides tab and book the classes their favorite guides are teaching. Users also have access to interactive, community-led classes designed to promote social connections. Once a user finds a class of interest, all they need to do is select the book, and they're registered. They can even add it to their personal calendar. While attending a class, live chat in which they can interact with the guide, other class members, and the virtual assistant. So their classes. Guild Presents Get Set Up is here to assist you in your efforts to engage and support older adults in your community.
Short and sweet. That was it. So it's being introduced to our public through our senior cafes. So they're demoing it. It will launch May 1st. So the staff that lead those senior cafes are introducing it there, as well as other programs where an audience would be receptive to this. So I think it'll be a good addition. Additionally, we can use the videos in our program. So if we wanted to have, say, a chair yoga program, but did have a live instructor, we could use a video too.
I'm assuming that's a free resource for anybody who uses it.
Yep. So you just need a library card and you can access it from home.
Do we have opportunity to promote that through like the township newsletter or you know, the local?
Could inquire.
I mean, I know Miami Township has one, but I'm sure at the other branches have something similar that we can help kind of. Because we're going into summer, so
right.
There's always the activities
also
and stuff.
Connect Claremont is introducing that new calendar for Claremont, so
okay.
Trying to get, I believe they have the kickoff on April 22nd for that, so hoping to get information out through that channel as well.
And then how does that, when did you say it's going to launch?
May 1st.
So it will be on the website, like on the landing page, or?
On the learn on the databases page.
Okay.
Resources, all digital resources. It'll be one of the digital resources.
Okay.
But I think we can also talk about like if it could be on one of the blocks on the front page.
Oh sure. Yeah. Well, we're gonna write a blog article promoting it, and then that'll be on the home page.
Cool. Exciting stuff.
It is. Yeah. And it is a very easy to use database. I know that sometimes the word database intimidates people, but as you can see, it has like big, colorful blocks. And
click on a box, and you're good to go.
Yeah.
No, I like it.
So if you can log in, you can use this database. You know, like if someone just have to sign up, you're good to go. It's not,
Looking forward to seeing all the stuff. There looks like some good stuff on there.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question that kind of is related to what you were talking about with Search Ohio.
Okay.
Was there some, was that down for, I could know it was down and then it came back up, but then it felt like it went back down again or something. We had something on the site and I was like, I thought it was going to come back up.
It
are we good now?
Rocky Road. maybe that's not the best way to describe. The transition to Rapido has not gone as quickly as Chris called it, slow dito. The one time, because it was not as rapid, and then it's had some kinks to work out, and some there's still a few things that were not totally up when we thought they were going to be up. So I think that was the additional alert. But now it seems to be working.
Okay.
People are making their requests, and I'm looking at Lynn because part of IS circulation services falling under that, and being part of that with the innovative, the product you were asking about, Mr. Ramos. All runs through that.
Okay.
Companies making steady progress on improvements and functionality.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I don't see the banner on the site anymore. Last time it was there, and I was like, when am I going to get it back?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did get to successfully order a book, and it came in, so
okay.
I was happy about that, but
it's integrating a lot of different library systems, ILS systems, and it went from kind of a really dated
system
software to trying to bring all these different platforms onto one, and it's been difficult. And Westerville, who was responsible for it, is handing it over to the state. So hopefully it'll just continue to get better and better and easier and easier. The last thing on the director's report is the Imagination Library. We're doing well on enrollment, and I am happy to say that the fundraiser for the program that was held at Little Miami on April 8th raised $888.50. So that will give lots of children books for a year.
It's a lot of beer.
I know. When you think about it, it's a dollar a beer. Yes. I'm in the wrong industry. Also in your packet, kind of a late entry into the packet, was the electric work got done on the mural at Williamsburg, so you can see the before and after and how nice the mural looks after hours. So that's that. And then the last thing I'd like to share, you may have gotten in your email, and maybe you are dressed up as your favorite book character or historical figure, and I just can't recognize it, but does anybody know who I am? And you have to get the feet, the heels, or the shoes are important.
They're looking at the book.
I thought you were Amelia Bedelia, but...
You're close. I think this was a
precursor to Amelia?
Yes. It's Mrs. Pigglewiggle. I am Mrs. Pigglewiggle. If you haven't read it, it's fantastic. Ms. Kasika looks like she is ready to quit the meeting right now and start reading this book.
I'm sure you didn't recognize my costume, which is the Emperor's New Clothes.
That's why these meetings are recorded and not videotaped. Any other questions about the director's report for Andrea and myself?
Okay. All right, this is the meat of the meeting coming up. The committee reports for the Bylaw and Policy Review Committee. So we met on March 10th, and as you recall, last month when we had our meeting, I shared that we had a lot of policies that we reviewed, got out, all knocked out in that meeting for the year, pretty much. Thank you, ma'am. And so we're not going to have to meet anymore unless something changes and we have to update a policy. But you guys have quite a few. I need to see here. 1, 2.
We have a new law.
6, 7, 8. There's 8. We have a new law.
If we have a new law, yes. We did one of these based on a new law.
Yes, so we have 8 policies. They are arranged in order of ones that we didn't have any updates to, but it was just due for our review. So we're going to go through this for each one. So the non-resident borrowers policy had no changes to it.
I have a question.
Shoot.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
$75 for the annual fee for out-of-state residents, and then the third bullet point says no refunds either in full or partial for unused time. Is that $75 an annual fee?
Yes, because it says the very first thing says fee of $75 per card.
Got it. Thanks. Missed that.
No worries. Any other questions about this one?
No.
Okay, no changes. So I'm looking for a motion to approve.
So moved.
Mr. Humphrey makes a motion. Ms. Kasika seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. All right, next one is the unattended minor child policy. And give me just a second while I pull that one up because it's been a hot minute. All right, so we changed this. It just has a couple of edits to it. So we added the term minor and changed from children to child in the title. And really just making sure that minor is listed throughout the document. It's a very short policy. Any questions on this one? All right. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Ms. Kosicka makes the motion. Mr. Humphreys seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Thank you. Next one on the list is our credit card policy. And we had some changes starting with bullet point 6. So that was changed from being kept in the office of the deputy fiscal officer to the fiscal officer, and then maybe signed out to authorized library personnel instead of saying from time to time, updated that to as necessary. So we removed the from time to time. And then we updated the list in bullet 7 of the personnel who may sign out the credit cards. Some of those are due to title changes. And that, I believe, were all the edits on that one. Any questions on that one?
Is there some reason in the past that $50,000 has been established as the limit?
I'm sorry, I didn't. That's, even though you're sitting right next to me, I didn't hear.
$50,000 limit on a credit card, in my mind, seems high, but I don't know if there's some reason that that number is fixed at $50,000.
That's the total credit limit.
That's the total credit limit that we try to stay. That's just what it was previously, and I had not changed it or asked for it to be a change. I don't know that it. I don't think it needs to be any higher than that.
It's not $50,000 per card.
No, it's total.
Total.
Yeah. So there's quite a, like, I have a card in my name that I have to sign out. There's several of us that have cards in our names in addition to an administrative card. So how many cards is it total?
I have, off the top of my head, there are at least
gas card,
12, yes,
marketing card.
I don't know the number of cards is relevant. I'm just wondering about.
But
the
each
spin
one
gains.
Has each one accumulates
that.
To 50,000.
But it's 50,000 is what is a number that's been needed in the past.
It apparently was when she asked, when the previous fiscal officer asked for it. We're not running anywhere near that. So,
do we get any kind of points or anything like that on this card?
No. They are using it more and more for conferences are our most expensive thing. If someone travels, goes to a conference, we book the hotels and things like that through
transportation.
Right. The facilities fellows are the only ones that can carry theirs at all times in case of emergencies at any of the locations. They have to sign it out with me weekly, but we have that for that too.
So each of the cards has its individual limit?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
I was surprised that food was not, especially at conferences or out of town, was not eligible for use of the credit card. Did I read that correctly?
Yes, you did read
so
that correctly.
So are they out of that up front and then are reimbursed with receipts?
We do a reimbursement with receipts, yes.
Okay.
And I'm sure there's a limit, a cap per day. Any other questions about this particular policy? All right. Do I have a motion to approve? Ms. Bach makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Second, Schluter.
Ms. Schluter seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. All right. Next one up is our internet use policy. This one, I believe we're just changing the reference to the title of the library usage and standards of behavior policy from standards of library behavior policy. That was our only edit, just to keep it in alignment with the name of the other policy. Any questions on this one? All right. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved, Schluter.
Ms. Schluter makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Ramos seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Motion passes. Thank you. Next one. We're halfway through, guys. Naming and renaming the library's policy. So this is really primarily one grammatical change. There was, for some reason, support was capitalized there in the third paragraph from the bottom. So that's been updated for that grammatical change. And then we also added and must be presented to the Claremont County Public Library Board of Trustees. And I think we may have added an Oxford comma in there to make me happy. So any questions on this one? All right. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Ms. Kasika makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Bach seconds. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Next one, patron confidentiality policy. So we changed the name of users to cardholders, and that is it. Any question on this one? All right, do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Ms. Kasika makes the motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Ramos seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. I told you this would take the longest part of our meeting. So next one, virtual meeting policy. The one that just keeps coming back around, it feels like. So this, we've got this highlighted.
That was for the committee, and then it didn't get taken out.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so ignore the highlighting in bullet point one. So we've spelled out 72 hours in 3A, 3B, and then in bullet 7, instead of saying public participation will be included in all virtual meetings, we took out all and put virtual meetings of the full board of trustees if the meeting agenda includes a public participation item. And then we're capitalizing virtual meeting in 7B.
Going back to 7A.
Yes, sir.
Should that say full board? Because it sounds like that you're only going to do that public participation in virtual meetings if the full board is present. I'm not sure the word full should be in there.
So because our committee meetings do not include public participation, we were trying to designate the monthly, normal, standard monthly board meetings or emergency board meetings that would be a full board meeting versus a committee meeting. That's why we're trying to designate the difference.
But then, so if somebody wants to participate in one of our virtual meetings, but we only have 6 of the 7 of us, they can't participate. As long as you have the full, if you're requiring the full board of trustees.
Well, I hear what you're saying. If we have a quorum, we can meet, and the quorum doesn't require all 7 members. So I think the assumption is if we're meeting, if the board is meeting and not just a committee meeting, we have the full quorum.
Is there a way we can say that it's a board meeting versus a committee meeting? Because that's what we're trying to...
Right.
What if you set up the monthly?
But if it's a special emergency ad hoc, that would also apply for public participation.
Can we have a virtual meeting if it's an emergency meeting?
Yeah, it applies to committee meetings, so it would apply to emergency meetings as well. That little thing called a pandemic back in the day. we had our virtual.
Right.
Yeah. And I believe we had to call an emergency meeting during that time at one point.
What if we specified this does not include subcommittee meetings or committee meetings or whatever?
So how about public participation will be included in virtual meetings of the Board of Trustees, and just take out the word full.
Then we have to go back to number one that was highlighted.
Hang on.
Got it.
If the meeting agenda includes a public participation item, and then put a note, this does not apply to committee meetings, or committee meetings are exempt from this. Like some nod there about exempting committee meetings.
Look at the highlighted section again. It was good that it was highlighted.
I'm missing on what we're trying to do.
So if I can give you some background context.
Okay.
So when we had a building committee meeting, we had to have a public participation section prepared and ready, which takes on a whole other technological requirement because it's stated in the policy that this policy applies to committees. Typically, in committee meetings, we don't have public participation sections on those agendas. We just never have, and we're not required to. So we're trying to figure out how to create this policy so that when there is not a public participation item on the agenda, that one is not required. So
what if you just took out of the full and just left it virtual meetings of the Board of Trustees if the meeting agenda includes a public participation?
Yeah, honestly, that describes it, because committee meetings don't include public participation.
Right.
So
I agree with Ernie, though. It makes it sound like every single board member has to be here.
Yeah, so public participation will be included in virtual meetings of the Board of Trustees if the meeting agenda includes a public participation item.
So we just remove the word full, and
correct,
then we're good.
Yep.
Does that sound good for everyone?
Mm-hmm. Looks good.
All right, so we're going to strike full. Our next item that was updated was bullet 11.
Don't they have to approve the virtual meeting policy?
We're not done.
We're on bullet 11. And so this one, I think
this was the prosecuting attorney's office wanted to include that language,
okay,
right?
I believe so, yes. It's been that was March 10th that we talked,
right,
about this. I can't remember. So we added 48 for the 48 hours. This language was added. Jenny Nichols approved, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I wasn't sure if it was her or somebody else there. Notify the board president. So instead of notify the board of trustees, or the president of the board of trustees, board president, that an item on the agenda, instead of in the agenda, basically this is saying, hey, if there's something important that we want to talk about at this virtual meeting, we need to do the 48 hours notice, notify the board president, and then we can take action on that agenda item at the next in-person meeting. Because if it's something, I think we have our criteria in this policy, right, that says there's certain things we're not going to determine during a virtual meeting. It has to be in person.
In item 10, isn't it, Jeff?
Yes, thank you.
In my opinion, although you're clearly stating it here, if those four things can't be addressed in a virtual meeting, two or more trustees notify you that, hey, one or more of those four things is on the agenda and we can't address it at the virtual meeting. We have to do it at the next
in-person meeting,
regular,
mm-hmm,
whatever meeting. But there, I can't. It's there for a clarification, but I can't imagine that we would do it if those four things are set out in the virtual meeting policy.
I agree. And the next in-person meeting doesn't necessarily have to be the next scheduled monthly, especially looking at the items in bullet 10. Those are all pretty important things. We may have to do an ad hoc, you know, session in person.
Why is it necessary for two trustees? Because if even one tells you, no, no, this is an item that has to be...
I think it came from the ORC.
Okay.
So ask them. Ask our lawmakers why they say two.
In your comment, Jen, when you said it doesn't necessarily have to be done at the next meeting?
Monthly, but it could be a special ad hoc meeting that we call prior to the next monthly meeting. It would just has to be an in-person
meeting. So it just says next in-person meeting.
Yeah, which is what it says.
Whether or not it's regular, special, or emergency.
Right, okay. So that's why it just says in-person.
A lot of words for...
I know.
Can't do it.
I know. It has the blessing of legal, though.
Oh, well. We definitely want that.
All right. That one was rough. I should have saved that one for the last one. I'm sorry. Any other comments or questions? And if not, looking for a motion to approve with that one edit where we're removing the word full from bullet point 7A.
So
moved. Mr. Humphrey makes the motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Bach seconds. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. And finally, the last one, which ended up taking two meetings. So we did have a subsequent second meeting of the policy committee just to review this. So this is our information/cybersecurity or security policy. I am not going to read it because this is not edits. This is a brand new one, so it's in your packet. You've had a chance to look at it. But I will ask, are there any questions about this policy?
Is this the one we were notified that it had to be accomplished by April of this year or
July?
Mm-hmm. So sorry, I'm excited about April. that it had to be done and in place, and so we're 3 months ahead of time. Great. Or 2.5, or when you count
up the days. Casey did a really good job throwing this together. So I say throwing really throw it together. I know I'm downplaying that a little bit, but there was a lot that went into this, and we asked a lot of questions, and ended up making some edits to it, the original draft. But I feel like this is in good shape. Any questions on this guy? Going once, going twice. Okay. Do I have a motion to approve?
Second.
All right. Ms. Bach makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Schluter seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. And this is going to become effective immediately. I'm getting nods. So effective immediately. Ms. Kasika, I remembered to say effective immediately.
I was going to ask.
Finally, I remembered.
You just read my virtual signal there.
All right, so the good thing is, hopefully, fingers crossed, we won't have to go through all this many policies again, and we're on our schedule for every 2 years of looking at these, so that makes me happy. Next item on the agenda is new business. So we have Resolution 2026-12, acceptance of gifts to the library, donations as listed. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Ms. Kasika makes the motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Ramos very quietly seconds. All in favor? Any opposed? Motion passes. Next item is Resolution 2026-13. Disposal of unneeded or obsolete library inventory. Do I have a motion? Ms. Bach makes the motion. Do I have a second?
Second,
Ms. Schluter seconds. Thank you. May I have a roll call vote, please?
Ms. Doss?
Yes.
Mr. Ramos?
Yes.
Ms. Kosika?
Yes.
Mr. Humphrey?
Yes.
Ms. Bach?
Yes.
Ms. Schluter?
Yes.
All right, motion passes. Thank you. Housekeeping item, our next meeting is May 18th, 2026. Any other items for discussion before we adjourn?
You have your lovely Library Insider newsletter highlights the summer reading program on the back.
So colorful.
It is very colorful. So please check it out. Take a look.
Got more books to add to my TBR.
And if you're, the summer reading theme is based on America 250, so all the individuals on the tree have some relation to Ohio, and it's outlined in the second to last page is their contributions.
Oh, great.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
But they don't all have books.
What's that?
But they don't all have books.
Oh, no.
We should change that.
Not every famous Ohioan is an author, but they should be.
But there may be a book about them, yeah. So there you go. Unauthorized biography. Yeah. Anything else? All right, do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Mr. Humphrey makes the motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
I heard Ms. Kasika the loudest. All in favor? Any opposed? All right, we are going to adjourn at 6:48 p.m. Thank you all very much. I don't think I did. I beat Mr. Raymond.